Welcome to Boundless Love Podcast. Here it's all about next level approach to love, relationships, and sex. I'm your host, Sophia Sundari. Welcome to the sixth episode of Boundless Love Podcast. I am so happy to welcome you to this episode, and I am looking forward to share with you all the things about masculine and feminine. I will share with you about all the different levels on which masculine and feminine energy manifests itself. I will speak about the wounded masculine and feminine, the dark and the light masculine and feminine, and the most interesting part of it all, the cosmic masculine and feminine principles. Let's go right in. But before that, I just want to let you know that we go very, very deep into this work during my in-person trainings. And the training called Sacred Man, Sacred Woman is the training where we explore deeply the masculine and feminine polarities within us and also in how that impacts our relationships and our lives in general. The masculine and feminine are powerful and beautiful principles and concepts. These concepts, they only can be beautiful and useful if they are used correctly. If they are misunderstood and used in a way that is diminishing and creating suffering within us and creating a sense that we don't fit in or that we are not good enough or that we are not whole because we have that kind of polarity more developed on the other, then these concepts, they serve nothing. Then these concepts, they worth nothing, and really there's nothing useful in that. I want to shed light on how I experience these concepts and how I see them and how I teach about them. So take in what really resonates with you, and if something doesn't resonate, know that you are under no obligation to believe in anything that does not ring true for you. First and foremost, when we speak about masculine and feminine, it's very easy to start associating these words with gender, men and women, masculine and feminine. This is where it will become very, very limiting. Although, depending on how our bodies are built, depending on in what environment we spend most of the time, and depending on our preference, on our joy and our pleasure, we will have more of this or that energy. And overall, in the people who are attracted to my work, what I see predominantly, but not exceptionally and not limited to, what I see is women feel more at ease in their feminine energy and they enjoy to be in their feminine energy. That's where they are the happiest. Yeah, I'm not saying that that's the one that they feel most productive in or most efficient or more successful. This is the energy where they feel the happiest. And then the opposite goes for men. Men tend to feel more anchored, more connected to their masculine energy. Now, this is a general thing, but there are incredible amounts of exceptions to this. And it's not a rule at all. And there are also people who don't want to identify with any kind of gender. And still, really understanding the masculine and feminine energy, the concepts of these energies, it can be very useful. It also really does not depend on your sexual orientation. That will be very useful to understand for homosexual relationships and heterosexual relationships. Because, again, it is about energy. It is not about gender. And we all have both masculine and feminine energy inside of us. And depending on the way we are used to using our bodies, our resources, we will be spending more time in one or the other. And the goal is not even to come to a balanced place where you are 50% in your masculine, 50% in your feminine. Although yoga tells us that it is the goal, the union actually, which really the word yoga means union. This word implies that it's a union of those polarities of masculine and feminine within us. It also has to do with the energy channels. Really important energy channels that we all have. We have Ida Nadi, or energetic channel called Ida, and Pingala Nadi, energetic channel called
pingala, and they run along the spine. So our spine corresponds with that central channel, the biggest, most important channel in our body. And then along each of the sides of that central channel, there is a channel on the left side and there is a channel on the right side. The goal of yoga is the union. There are also symbols that represent men and women together. On the left side, this being will have a feminine features and feminine expression on the face and breast, and the whole body will be feminine, and on the right side it will be masculine. So that symbol is called Ardha Narishvara. That's the perfect, the being that is in the perfect balance of the masculine and feminine. Well, some people do have that inside of them. Some people do feel extremely balanced. And the thing with such people is that they may feel extremely whole and really at deep peace within themselves, but they won't be that interested normally in interacting with others and relating to other people. So it may be totally perfectly fine for some people, but many other people, if not most other people, they want to play. They want to be here in this life and really taste all that this life has prepared. We will be exploring these principles on horizontal level or human level, relational level, yeah, the level on which we relate with each other. And also we will be exploring these principles on the vertical level or cosmic level. So let's start with something that is very relatable, the human level. So what are the qualities of the feminine and the masculine? The feminine is the part of us that is receptive. It is the part of us that knows how to open and receive. It is a part of us that knows how to nurture, how to soothe, how to heal naturally. She is extremely sensitive. She is full of feelings. Her realm is feelings. Her realm is relationships. She will always prioritize relationships over boundaries, for example. She will always prioritize connection and love over accomplishment, achievement, and success in the world. Then there is also extreme feminine. So when the feminine energy goes into extreme, then this energy becomes very, very extremely sensitive. So sensitive, she may feel like she cannot be surrounded by other people because she feels their energy, she picks up their energy. And the extreme of that is being a patient of a mental hospital. It's those people who have such intense sensitivity, such intense feminine, and it's in real imbalance, and they really don't know how to hold that sensitivity. They get overwhelmed with that sensitivity, so it's extreme feminine and only feminine energy. Then that can become like over the top and really can create mental disease and just this enormous sensitivity. Now, the masculine side is that side of us which is linear. So the feminine, by the way, is cyclical, yeah, and her symbol will be a circle, the cycles, the feminine cycles, nature goes in cycles, the seasons, the menstrual cycle of a woman. Now, the masculine is the linear, yeah, is the predictable one, is the directed one. So the feminine was receptive. This one is penetrative. It's the one that enters the space and penetrates the space and directs the flow of the energy, directs what is happening in life, directs what is happening in the certain situation. It's this leadership quality, this kind of common, what we commonly think of when we think of leadership quality, is this person who has the direction, who knows how to lead, how to direct people, how to direct energy, how to direct circumstances in the way where we want it to go. The masculine is also is very at ease with giving orders. The masculine is at ease with setting up boundaries. The realm of the masculine is business, is money, it's this confidence, it's this linear penetrative power. It's the orientation towards achieving, it is orientation towards moving forward. accomplishing something. It is very important for the masculine to feel that he has accomplished something. And the extreme masculine will be the despotism, will be tyranny. It's like when there is so much control and so much this energy that is directed to control that it becomes completely imbalanced and very, very dark and in the great shadow. What we see here is that none of those values, none of those principles are inherently wrong. Actually, they are inherently really beautiful, and we really need both of those principles in order to be happy in life. We really need both. If we have a tendency to get lost in our feminine, we will be getting lost in relationships, we will be getting lost in emotions, we will have a limited capacity to be able to speak our truth. Yeah, and then we will go into the wounded feminine and to the shadow feminine. And same with the masculine. If those masculine qualities are not balanced with the qualities of care, of nurturing, of connection, then there can be incredible imbalance in the masculine. So it's not that one is better than the other. But the reality is that both need each other so, so deeply. And without each other, they cannot be healthy. They cannot be at ease with life. They really deeply need each other. And they need each other within ourselves. And they also are drawn to each other in relationships. So I will speak about specifically how it shows up in relational dynamics a little bit later. Now let's look at the dark and light masculine and feminine. So the light feminine is really embodiment of all those principles that we associate with light. Light goddess, the loving mother, the compassionate mother, the sea of understanding, the light, like, you know, she walks and she moves light as she walks, as she moves her arms and hands. It's like you can feel light moving as she does that. Her love is awe-inspiring. Her heart is unobscured by worldly pain. Nothing can stick to her because her light is so bright. She's this expression of permeating light. She flows with light. She is just so sweet, so pure. And the feminine archetypes that we know that represent light feminine will be Mother Teresa. It will be Great Goddess Tara. It will be Kuan Yin. Lakshmi, lots of those really full feminine archetypes full of love. And the dark feminine has also incredible medicine, and her medicine is the medicine of this dark mother that awakens us from sleep. She is intense, and she can shake us out of any seeming comfort. And there is also an area where we go here where it can be healthy dark energy, or it can be wounded dark energy. And healthy dark energy is when a woman is anchored in the power of her womb, yeah, if we're talking about the woman, and you know that sometimes you need to give a slap to someone to wake up, like your child may be doing stupid things, and sometimes you need to grab this child and express what is wrong and be strong and powerful in your expression. That can be a very healthy and needed expression of the feminine. This dark mother, she's so loving, she's so compassionate, so she has to bring forward her love and compassion. And in this dark way, sometimes love expresses itself in a dark way. And the dark mother that we know from Indian culture, from tantric culture, is the great mother Kali. The great goddess Kali, she is represented as this wild, untamable, dark goddess that is just so wild and so fierce. And she will never let us compromise our awakening. She will never ever let us compromise our openness to truth. She will do anything to wake us up. And how it shows up in our lives is that sometimes people who have experienced that everything you've ever had, everything that you've ever held, that you felt like it was yours, and then all of a sudden this incredible transformational power can just come into our life and take away everything. I experienced it myself when I lost everything I ever thought I really possessed. I lost my home. I lost my job. I was kicked out from it. I lost my husband. I lost another home. And at some point, I saw that I lost everything. I even lost myself, like my own identity, whatever I believed myself to be. I lost that also at some point. And of course, each of those losses was very, very challenging for me. But the incredible thing happened is when I managed to lick my wounds and emerge from the ashes, then I could see that there was a treasure in those ruins of my old life. And that treasure was my freedom. So that's the medicine of the dark feminine. Now there also is wounded dark feminine that will express herself as manipulation. She can cheat, she can lie, she gets lost in her confusion and her anxiety and her doubt. And that also can be in a man, right? I will keep reminding you that men can also have that. That wounded dark feminine may violate boundaries of other people with her emotional storm, like projecting your emotions to someone when they are not ready to receive that, when they say they don't want to receive that, and she will keep pressing on that. She may be incoherent, destructive, blunt. Her words may be incredibly painful. She can cut like with sharp knife, it can hurt to the core, and she is shameless. She will growl and howl without any reservation. She can shake us out of any seeming comfort with her incredible intensity. So the big difference between the dark, healthy feminine and the dark, wounded feminine is that the wounded feminine, she is not aware of her power. She is not aware that she is hurting herself and others in the process. And still, what is fascinating about that, that no matter whether it is a healthy dark feminine or if it's a wounded dark feminine, she offers us a gift. Because even if she projects her storms at us, even if she crosses our boundaries, even if she is just brings us into her confusion, what we see there is that she is shaking us, she is testing us. So no matter whether it is light or dark feminine, she is here to take us to truth. Just let it land for a moment. Feel into the magnificence of what the feminine, the ultimate archetypal feminine really is. Now, the masculine also can be divided into light and dark masculine. The light masculine is that benevolent father, the magician, the knight archetype. Maybe you can also imagine Jesus or generous father, light bringer, someone who is so kind, so generous. That's one type of archetype. And most people are familiar mostly with this one and only see positive qualities in this one alone. But there's also the dark masculine. And the dark masculine intrinsically also has beautiful positive qualities, like he is dangerous, but in a beautiful way. He really knows his power, and he has the power of ravishment. He has a power to really offer strong, intense, penetrative presence into the field. He has a power to cut through bullshit. He has a power to really offer to the feminine what she yearns for deep down. And every person embodied in their feminine yearns to surrender, yearns to open to this divine ravishment. Now, there's also the wounded dark masculine. And in this case, he does not know his power. He does not know the impact of his power. He does not know that with his power he can change someone's life, someone's destiny. He can take such an incredible impact with just his essence alone. The wounded masculine has to face his fears of losing himself. He has to face his fears to be swept from this earth plane by the intensity of the energy. He also has to face his constant striving for achieving and overachieving. And again, this can be recognized both in women and men, this overachieving agitation, this incredible pull to achieve and achieve and achieve. This is the wounded masculine because he is constantly looking for the proof of his worth through that. Because otherwise, he does not see his power. That's why he needs to constantly prove to himself and to the world how powerful he really is. And predictable, and we shouldn't trust others, we should rely on ourselves. So all these masculine qualities that, again, are not problematic in their essence, but then when, if that's all we ever operate from, that makes us dry off and feel incredibly isolated. Other qualities of the dark masculine, the healthy qualities, are this capacity to penetrate through bullshit. Yeah, when someone is really bringing their stuff to you, and you can just see through and penetrate through that. And we need the dark masculine. We need masculine in all his expressions. Because when he stands up, erect, strong, connected to the cosmos in his full power, embodying love as his purpose, and seeding the world with that love, penetrating the world with love, that's what we need so deeply. Because this penetrative power, it can penetrate with confusion and doubt and lack of power and wounds and traumas, or in its bright way, it can penetrate with love. That's the best use of this penetrative power, is to penetrate with love. Now, with the feminine, what we really yearn to experience with the feminine is her magnetic womb. Yeah, and it's this feminine that's connected to her sexuality, connected to her root. So the emotional body that is vibrant, that is beautiful, that is alive, and that also wakes people up and just brings us alive when we feel a woman really being open in her emotionality, expressive, expressing her sadness, expressing her anger, expressing everything that's there for her, expressing her response to every moment and other people's behavior in that moment. That's what we need, this healthy feminine. She also teaches us this ecstasy of sexuality, and her heart is so open and so deep that it includes all aspects of humanity. The sexuality is such an important aspect of humanity. So far, we've spoken about this horizontal human level, the feminine masculine, the dark and light, and the wounded masculine and feminine. Now, what will really round it up for you is understanding the vertical or the cosmic level of the masculine and the feminine. Here, this is where those terms masculine and feminine really make not a lot of sense, because it is really just cosmic standard. It's a cosmic expression. On the cosmic level of the masculine, it is pure consciousness. So that's the really awake masculine, this total masculine, the absolute, ultimate masculine. It's a pure consciousness. It's pure presence. It's that background of existence. And feminine, it's life. It's pure energy. It's the earth. It's everything that is here. It's everything that you can see, everything that we can identify, that the breath, all our senses, the vision, the touch, the smell, the taste, the hearing, all of this is this cosmic feminine. In Sanskrit, it is referred to as Shakti, energy, aliveness, life. Masculine is referred to as Shiva, pure presence, empty space that gives space to that life. If you can imagine a room, the room itself is this vertical masculine, is pure consciousness. And everything that is in that room is the Shakti, is that life. All the objects, the people, the sounds, everything. So that's how it is in life. So in fact, all those principles that I was just talking about on the horizontal level, they all are related to the feminine, to the cosmic feminine, in fact. Because they are here, we can see them, we can feel them, we can express them, we can explore them, we can speak about them. But then the feminine really needs to recognize herself as life. That's who she ultimately is in all her expressions. That's why it's so beautiful for women to learn to liberate emotions, to learn to liberate stuck sexual energy, to just continuously bring yourself back to the flow of life, because this is who we are in our human essence. And for development of our masculine, what we really need to do is to constantly come back to that pure consciousness, pure presence, that space that is underneath it all. Whenever there is a strong emotion, whenever there is a sound, there is always a silence underneath. Even now, listening to my words, you can hear the little pauses between my words, the little pauses between the sounds. In those pauses, we can recognize the ultimate masculine principle, the stillness. So it's so important to develop this masculine principle for everybody, for both men and women. And to develop it, that's the work. It's to recognize the stillness that's underneath everything, the background of stillness on which everything else unfolds. The silence behind every word that I'm saying. In fact, without stillness, there is no spiritual path. And what's most important is that that's not the end. In fact, once you discover that place, life actually begins. Because from this place, we don't disappear into nothingness. But from this place, that's when we can actually start fully living, offering our totality to life, perceiving life in her totality. What happens? There is a force of polarity that is in action, which tells us that opposites attract each other. So if you want to attract someone who has all those masculine qualities that I was just naming, you need to become a match for that, which means that you need to heal your own masculine and you need to choose to really embody your feminine and be in your feminine much of the time, or especially in the times when you are with those masculine beings. I said that 50-50 balance is really rare. And you need to find your own balance that works for you. For some people, it is being 30% in your feminine and 70% in your masculine, for example. For others, it's like opposite. Yeah? Or maybe being 20% of your time in your masculine and 80% in your feminine. So you can see. It may be also 60-40 and anything else on that scale. But you need to find where you are the happiest, where you really are thriving. Because nothing else really matters if you are not happy within yourself. And so from your happy place, this is where you will know what kind of partner you want to attract. So if your happy place is feeling in your power, feeling that your partner is responsive to your energy, feeling that you really want to direct where you're going, you want to choose where you're going, you want to provide for your partner, you want to make sure your partner feels held and cared for, and you feel amazing when you feel your partner is surrendering in your arms and melting in your embrace, and you want to pin them down and really feel their incredible surrender. Yeah, if that's the case, and it means that your happy place is your masculine energy. But if on the contrary, you prefer to be on the other side of that, if you want to melt in the arms of your beloved, if you want to just surrender and be ravished and just be held and guided, then your happy place is your feminine. Also, I understand that some women, for example, they want to be in their feminine with their partner, but they also love to drive, they love to be successful at their business. And then the question is, like, oh, so should I compromise all those things that really matter to me and just become this like extremely feminine being and just open to my partner and his guidance? And in truth, no, that's not true. That's not how it should be. You can have it all. You can have some parts of your life where you're fully in your masculine and some parts where you're totally in your feminine. But still, developing both is extremely important for everybody. Because if you have wounded feminine inside of you, then it is very likely that you will be attracting someone who also has a wounded feminine. And the opposite is true. If you are having wounded masculine, if you are addicted to control, if you are really feeling that so little trust in life, not capable of letting go, most likely it has to do with father wound, not having the strong example of the masculine as you were growing up. It's very likely your inner masculine is wounded, and so quite likely you will attract something like that in your partner as well. So, I hope you enjoyed this episode. We spoke about the masculine and feminine polarities. We spoke about the masculine and feminine energy and how it manifests in life, mostly. I spoke about the human level and the cosmic level, specifically about the qualities of the light and dark, feminine and masculine. I spoke about the wounded masculine and feminine, and also this, we went into exploring how really it manifests, what are really the ultimate expressions of masculine and feminine on the cosmic level. And then I also touched a little bit on how it manifests in relationships and how we can use this knowledge in order to build healthy relationships. So there is so much more to say, and I'm excited to keep talking about this subject. If you have questions, welcome to send them over. And we will speak definitely a lot more about how masculine and feminine energy shows up in love and sex. But in the meantime, I will leave you with that. I remind you that if you have questions, you are really, really welcome to send them in, and I will either respond to them in the episode, or I will also take them to Ask Sophia, those episodes that I'm releasing once a month. And if you ever want to go deeper into this work, you are very, very welcome to either dive into my online courses, and I have online courses specifically that focus on masculinity for men and femininity for women. And in my trainings, we also work on a very deep level on that. So that might be a really good place for you to explore. So you can check out the calendar on my website, sofiasundari.com. You will see what are the upcoming events. And one event where we really tap specifically very deeply into that is the Sacred Man, Sacred Woman training. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you for staying till the end. All the best to you.